So let's get to our first topic here, the DeSantis Doctrine. And I got this from the Western Journal. You can also get it on the Acting All Crusadery blog. They call it the DeSantis Effect, but I'm going to go with the DeSantis Doctrine because I think it sounds a lot better. But this is a report from two different sources, Breitbart and the Western Journal. Exxon bans LGBT MAP. By the way, I am not complaining, ladies and gentlemen. I would just like it to be on record that this host, your most humble of hosts, has been calling and has been pointing out the MAP movement for about a year now. I've been calling them the LGBT MAP movement way before anybody else. So just saying, your boy was ahead of the curve on this one. I know my predictions are not very good on a lot of them. This one, I gotta toot my own horn, so toot toot on that one. Anyway, that's why I say the LGBT MAP rainbow flag is being barred or banned from being displayed during Fag Month, i.e. quote-unquote Pride Month. And Elizabeth Staffer of the Western Journal asked this question. Has Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's opening salvo in the war against wokeism sent a shiver throughout corporate America? Yes. And I think I've said it. No, Mike said it. No, anybody with a brain has said it. These people on Twitter or all these places that are like, well, the corporations don't. Of course, every fag month, every pride month, they're always like, we're so oppressed. And then you see every single stupid company, every corporate company change their avatars to rainbow flags and all these other kinds of things. And the whole deal is that you can never trust corporations. You never should trust corporations because they only go in the direction the wind is blowing. And with companies and corporations, who do they have to, and Disney is taking this on the chin right now. Who are they beholden to? Not the LGBT MAP community. They're beholden to their investors. And if their investors are like, we ain't taking a $30 billion hit like Disney is, so you shut up. And like, we'll pass some internal memos around being like, you be you, and we love everybody, but you are not flying that flag in front of the company headquarters. You get that? Yes, that's right. Somebody in the chat room says that if you ever looked at like Exxon, they'll have the sodomite flag here. But if you go to like Saudi Arabia, they're like, nope, we are not doing that here. No, you are not flying that flag. I will kill you. So they're like, nope, we have no flag. What are you talking about? They have no loyalty. I also will say Exxon is located here in Irving, Texas. So the idea that if you are in a red state, it is more like, of course, I use Texas and red very, very loosely, if you will. But the idea here is that the corporate woke ride may be over. Yeah, well, they still do stuff like they'll have gay employees there and Adidas will still talk about trans women and stuff like that. But this idea of going full-throated into the culture wars, like Disney, like Bob Chapek and Disney were bullied into by like 15 lesbian women, I don't think that's going to happen anymore. And I think you'll find other, and of course, the governor of Texas is what happened a week ago. Today's April 25th. You have probably next Friday, Governor Greg Abbott, who's angling to be the next VP candidate. I'm telling you, the way it's going to set up in 2024, it's going to be Trump, J.D. Vance, or if it's DeSantis, it's DeSantis Abbott. That's all I'm going to say about federal politics because I think it's stupid. But there's no way Trump and DeSantis are on the same ticket. It's one or the other. Take your pick. And honestly, just put Trump back up there and keep DeSantis in Florida. That's really what I would say. And then let J.D. Vance, who wants to be president, be president. Who cares? I don't care who's president anymore. But anyway, now that DeSantis has done this, you'll see And it was never talked about before because you had idiots like Jenna Ellis. Sorry, Jenna, I'm not calling you an idiot, but people like you who are dumb say, well, there was always this little whisper.
Well, we can't take away the corporate tax rates of the companies because then they'll vote against us. And that's really like our only thing is like we get corporate donations. So we keep their taxes low. So we can't really touch the tax thing.
Think about that. Republicans never would because they're always like lower taxes and blah, 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 and all these other kind of nonsensical to get those quote unquote, I'm fiscally conservative, but socially liberal people, which those people drive me up a stinking wall. Pick a side, you loser. I don't even care if you're full throated liberal, but don't be, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a liberal. Shut up. You're a moron. That's what you are. You're a weak-kneed loser who can't make a decision. You're the guy that doesn't know what to eat when you go to a restaurant, so you have to go to McDonald's so they tell you what to eat. When you're like, I'm fiscally conservative, but I'm socially liberal. Shut up. You're a loser. That's what you are. I'm sorry. I've been triggered. But conservatives never went after the one thing that they could have. Oh, well, you want to make... Oh, Exxon, you want to fly the fag flag? You want to fly that sodomite flag? You want to make a political statement? Well, then you should pay taxes like everybody else because you're getting a pretty sweetheart deal to force your political views down my throat. You should not get political favoritism and giving tax breaks to corporations while they counter your values is political favoritism, which is why these arguments that Jenna Ellis and Jeremy Boring from the Wolf in Sheep's Clothing Daily Wire and Fatty Eric Erickson, I'm sorry, I shouldn't attack him being fat because I am too, but loser opinion Eric Erickson, who wanted to kill all the people on January 6th, never forget that. That guy fired off a tweet. He's like, kill everybody inside. Who are talking about, well, Disney is, they have 100, they're going to win a case. They would not win a case. Because nowhere has their speech been restricted. And you could see other corporations, when money gets threatened to corporations, that's when these principled stands that they take all of a sudden fall apart. Because you can have a favorable ESG score, the environmental social government scores that BlackRock is trying to use to change behaviors with stock prices. But if you nosedive, there's not enough money that BlackRock can come in and save you with, because public perception is huge with these corporations. Even though they're multi-billion dollar corporations, they still have PR departments. They're still running ads to what they think the public wants to see. And the idea that, oh, we have to appease this ludicrously stupid mob on Twitter was changed by the fact that you had DeSantis, King DeSantis, go in here and say, no, children is the children. If we're going to draw a line somewhere, at least we drew it at protecting children. And I think that's the DeSantis doctrine. It really is. The DeSantis doctrine is this. If you're going to make a statement to defend the people of the... If you're going to make a stand to defend your constituents, you better go all the way. Because you can't have a half-hearted Republican now. I mean, that's an oxymoron. Most of them are half-hearted anyway. But if you're going to make this stand... Your constituents now expect you to go toe-to-toe with Disney or whoever.